We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm about to f*** this up.
Good grief. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne is out, and guess what
day it is? I just heard him.
Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
That's right. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. You know we play the yo-yo-yo-yos. We have that taped.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case he's late or he's not in, like today, he's off. So he plays yo, yo, yo. Get people excited. Get people up. Wake people up.
And they're like, he's not here?
Yes. Good morning. Well, we got a bunch of people stopping through this morning.
Who's stopping through?
We have Tank and Jay Valentine. Tank and Jay Valentine, they have a podcast.
R&B Money.
Yeah, we're going to be kicking it with them and then talking to Tank. Tank's been, like we said, Tank goes viral like every couple of months for some wild stuff that he says. Usually it's with Angela.
Now he can do it on his own platform.
Yeah, now he can do it on his own platform. So we're going to talk to Tank and Jay Valentine. And also the Lobby Boys will be joining us this morning. Mano and Jim Jones.
Oh my gosh. Now those guys go viral too.
Yes, yes. And they have a new project out right now that you can pick that up. So we're going to kick it with them in a little bit. And let's get the show cracking. What'd you do yesterday? Anything?
What did I do yesterday? Let's see. I was at Juices for Life at our juice bar. And I did something. I can't. Oh, yeah. I was with my friend Tashara. She's a writer for Page Six. I have a lot of things coming up. BET Awards weekend is this weekend. And then next weekend is Essence Festival. I'm excited for both of those. So I'm trying to get myself together and pick up like all the things that I need to go on those trips. So I spent yesterday handling that, and then I had a meeting for my coffee company, Coffee Uplifts People.
Yeah, my kids' birthday parties, they're having a little shindig is this weekend, and I'm actually going to miss BET Awards. which is sucks because I've been there every year and I really enjoy it. They usually put me on the red carpet and it's, I love talking to the artists, but I can't make it this year because my kids will kill me if I missed their party, if I was late to their party, especially with all these flights being canceled and delayed. I ain't even playing with them. Mm-hmm. Not at all. So this weekend, we're going to celebrate the kitty kids' birthdays. All right. Now we got front page news popping up. What are we talking about?
Yes, Rob Gronkowski has announced his NFL retirement for the second time.
Gronk. All right, we'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now sports. You know, we usually do the playoffs when it comes to the WNBA and Major League Baseball. So when we get to the playoffs, we'll give you some sports scores and also when it comes to football. But not football right now, right?
Well, except that Rob Gronkowski has announced he's retiring for the second time.
Oh.
He posted on social media, "In college, I was asked to write about a dream job opportunity that I wanted to pursue and where the location would be. Every time I had to write about my future, no matter what, I picked being a professional football player. For that assignment, though, we had to pick the location, so I wrote that I wanted to play in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for many reasons, the sunny weather being number one. I completely forgot about writing this report until 2 years ago when I had the opportunity to join." So he goes on to talk about the friendships and relationships that he's made that will last forever. He said, "I appreciate every single one of my teammates and coaches for giving everything they had as well. From retirement back to football and winning another championship and now back to chilling out. Thank you to all."
Yeah, I have one of those personalities, but I don't think I could just let it go. I don't think I could retire, especially when the best quarterback ever comes back and you don't want to play. That means you're done. You're tired. Your body's over it. I don't think I could ever get to that level. I think they're going to have to carry me out of here.
All right. Well, Rob Gronkowski's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, said that Gronk could still come out of retirement if Tom Brady calls him during the season, per Adam Schefter.
Yeah, because I don't think I let go. Like, even with Floyd Mayweather, he's one of the best. He's one of the GOATs. But I think he loves it so much, he just has to do something in boxing, whether it's those exhibitions or, you know, whatever it is, training fights. You know, he just can't let it go because he loves it so much.
And it's good money.
It's great money for Floyd.
And speaking of money, another month and it's another record for U.S. single family rents that jumped 14% year over year in April. It's the 13th period of record-breaking annual gains, and that is driven by supply shortages, a strong job market. Another area that they said that was tracked that has the biggest gain at 41% is Miami.
Yeah.
So they're saying a 41% gain as far as rentals.
Now, a lot of people out there have been talking, you know, the prices of houses are high and people don't know if they should invest or people don't know if they should, you know, buy a two-family and rent it out. But if you think about it like this, yeah, prices are higher, but rents are the highest it's ever been. So it's kind of like you give and take a little bit.
Well, interest rates are high, too, right now. And then there's also a shortage of homes available for sale. So that's also driving the prices up and making sure that the market is kind of still. So Miami's number one on the list. Number two is Orlando. And these are for single-family rentals, by the way. Number three is Phoenix. Four is San Diego. Five is Vegas. Number six is New York City, followed by D.C., St. Louis, Philly, and then Honolulu.
Yeah. Miami's super duper high. I was looking at, you know, every time I travel to any area, I just kind of go to Zillow when I'm on a plane and just look at the property prices and the houses. Miami is sky high. They say it's due to a lot of overseas money. A lot of people are coming
here. Yeah, a lot of international people
parking their money in Miami and Florida. But it's right now, it's just sky high.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Again, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Lawrence.
Lawrence, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, listen, I live in this community. Long story short, I live in this black community, and I'm seeing kids get killed almost every day. And the shooters are young kids, too. So I think, I know you ain't supposed to say this, but I think that women have to be blamed for some of this, for some of these kids killing these kids out here in these streets.
What are you talking about
because
this morning?
I knew you was going to say that if I said, but... The women have to be blamed for some of these murders in the black community.
Why is that?
Because they're picking men that know that they're no good. They're picking men that are no good.
So the men aren't to blame that are no good. The women are to blame.
Them. Are you crazy this morning, man?
The men, listen. The men are to blame, but the women are to blame, too, for the choices that they make in these men.
So then you're going to say, you might as well blame the gun makers because they make the guns that allow the shootings. Are you going to blame them, too?
No, you don't blame the gun maker. Oh, my goodness. Listen. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If I have a pit bull, if I bought a pit bull puppy, and I leave him out by the tree all day, isn't he going to be vicious?
Yes.
If I bring him in the house and show him love and attention and everything, he's more or less going to be a well-rounded dog, right?
So you're comparing black men to pit bulls tied to a tree.
That's what he's comparing them to.
Come on. Y'all are distracting.
No, we're not.
You are, because I'm saying something very simple.
Yes, you are.
If I'm a woman and I pick a man that's no good, and I knew he was no good, that's why I was attracted to him. Then when I have a baby with him and he leaves or whatever, then who?
So it's crazy that you're blaming women for, you say, men being no good.
What did you say?
I'm just so confused on how.
You're not confused.
You know what? You're confused. That is the silliest thing I've ever. I can't believe I've heard. He really thought he was smart.
And he really came up with that. Like, honestly, you know
that
what?
That was brilliant.
Sometimes you just don't argue with fools.
You should be mayor.
Don't tell him that. He might try. Hello, who's this?
This is Dominique from Duval.
Dominique from Duval. What up, Dominique? Get it off your chest.
What's going on, man? Good morning, Envy. Good morning,
you. Good morning.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to my wife, man. She's been busting her cooking for the last 6 months, man.
I'm glad she picked you.
If you're here in Duval, man, give her what you say?
No, go ahead.
If you're here in Duval, man, follow her on Instagram at DA_PrettyBrown_show.
Okay.
Next time we go there, she got to cook for us. We got to hire her.
Yeah, come on. You're telling me you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Okay, perfect.
Man, I got a son, man. He is fascinated with cars. I wanted to know, could you hook us up with the Atlanta show?
Atlanta show, you going to come on out?
Oh, yeah, you better know it. We love cars, man. We're going to the car show down here in Jacksonville. It's not like yours, but, man, we're going to enjoy it.
How's your son?
5.
All right, well, kids 5 and under are free, so you ain't even got to worry about it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Your son will be
that.
Free. Yeah, come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm going to announce some of the celebrity cars that I have this week, and it's Atlanta July 9th. So Houston was amazing. So if you miss Houston, you're not going to want to miss the one in Atlanta. It's going to be so many celebrity cars, exotic cars, amusement rides for the kids, and activations. NASCAR will be there to pick crew, show the kids how to actually change the tires. We had free haircuts. It was so much going on, man. It's a family fun day. So if you get an opportunity, definitely make it out to our Atlanta car show. Kids 5 and under are free. So if you have small children, bring them through, and it's going to be a lot for them to do, all right? Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
How we doing, man? It's King Jetta Blunt, man, out of St. Augustine, Florida. How we doing this morning?
Hey,
what's
hey.
Up, brother? Get it off your chest.
How you doing, Angela Yee? So I just wanted to talk about an accomplishment that I had.
Talk to us.
Man, I finally got my LLC move from Georgia. You know, how that paperwork is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally came out with a nice dance challenge, man. It's nice.
Oh, you got a dance challenge? Nice. What's the name of the dance challenge?
Man, it's called By the Water Dance Challenge. It's a song, but, you know, I'm trying to, you know, break the dance challenge. It's a different vibe, man. It's, you know, it's going to catch your attention for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, tag us on it. Let us check it out.
10-4. How y'all doing, though, this morning? Y'all doing good?
Everything is good. I ain't going to try the dance challenge, though. I was trying to ride the electronic bull at my car show last week. And although I looked like I fell slow, it hurt. It hurt.
All right.
I feel you. Well, y'all have a good morning.
Maybe we get Justin Timberlake to do it.
Oh, man. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Banks from Anderson, Alabama.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I just wanted to speak on the Kevin Gates issue real quick, man.
Sure.
you gotta take that like comedy, right? We always love to say that everything ain't nothing off limits when it comes to comedy. So you gotta see it the same way as rap too. Ain't nothing off limits when it comes to rap. You when you're talking about public figures or celebrities or anything like that, that's what rap has always been. So we can't take that so serious. And I really believe Hov knows that.
I don't know, and I don't think you know. I don't think everything is off limit when it comes to comedy too. There's certain things that if people say, you're gonna get a reaction. If I don't think if any comedian talks about effing anybody's wife like that, I don't think I don't think it's just gonna be you know received with some handshakes or some applause. I think it's a problem, honestly. I don't care what comedian says.
Man, I feel like we can't pick and choose because we can't say that. Oh well, we can't take lyrics into court, right?
Correct.
So we can't. If we're gonna do that, and we can't take it that serious. It's just entertainment. We got to look at it at the same way in all aspects. It's all entertainment. Furthermore, I think Gates did his job. He had everybody talking. And that's what it's all about. That's what he's supposed to have done.
Well, I think he knew that it would be polarizing. Some people would think it was offensive, and some people would think. You know, like how you think that it's just entertainment.
And the great thing about it is everybody's entitled to their opinion. What you like, I might not like. What I like, you might not like. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I thought it was disrespectful. That's just how I feel. Maybe because I have a wife. Maybe because, you know, sometimes when people say something, I put my wife's, you know, name and feeling into it and says, well, how would I feel if somebody said that about my wife? Yeah, I would find that it's disrespectful. That's just me. But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way, E.
Yes, and let's talk about Nick Cannon. Bree TAC, who is pregnant with his child, is talking about their relationship and also all the kids that he has. She sat down with B. Simone on her podcast, Know For Sure.
All right, we'll get into that next, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, a lot of people talk about Nick Cannon and his unconventional relationships with all of his children's mothers, and he has 7 kids with 4 different women as of now, but he does have babies on the way, and Bree Tiese from Wildin' Out is one of the women that he is having a child with. She was on her fellow Wildin' Out co-stars B. Simone and also Megan Brooks' podcast, the Know For Sure podcast, and here's what she had to say about Nick.
I don't have to like that you got 8 kids. I don't have to like nothing. Right. Nothing about any of this. But at the end of the day, it's like I make the conscious decision to be here with all of the information that I have because you gave me that opportunity. Yeah. Not because you lied to me or conned me or told me what I wanted to hear or whatever. It's not like some cult like everybody likes to think that it
they
is.
Think you're in a cult?
I swear. He's the best dad. He tries so hard. Like I have so many friends that are just like fighting over their kids in court. The dads are never present. They don't help with anything. Mm-hmm. They're in these like damaged situations, and I'm just thankful that it's just not.
So she's on Wildin' Out.
Mm-hmm.
But is she a Wildin' Out girl, or is she a comedian, or?
Yeah, no, she's one of the models.
One of the models. Okay.
Yes.
I just didn't know. I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm. And so she said, even if he gets married one day, settles down, she'll be happy for him and co-parent their child. And she said she loves him. And she said it's hard knowing that he's with other women, but she doesn't play the comparison game at all.
Well, it works for them. Congratulations. Anytime a baby comes in the world, it's an amazing thing. It's
nice,
a gift.
A healthy, baby.
So congratulations to them.
All right. Now, Travis Scott has a new car. He got a new Bugatti, and it's worth more than $5.5 million.
Which Bugatti is it? The Bugatti Chiron?
Yes.
Sport?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very beautiful. Beautiful car.
It's the Veyron.
Chiron.
Mm-hmm. Veyron Chiron Supersport.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a sport. It's
that you would know about it.
Yeah. It's they're going right now. It's crazy because I think brand new they're like 4.5, but because of everything that's going on in the world, depending on options, so 5.5. I mean, Travis Scott has a host of cars. I tried to get a couple of them for the Houston car show, but
he said no.
I couldn't grab any of them, but maybe the next one. I think a lot of his cars in LA. I know he has a couple in Houston, but maybe next year I'll try to get some from Travis.
All right, now congratulations to Little Baby. He was honored at the 35th annual ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Music Awards. That was yesterday. That celebrates songwriters and publishers behind the biggest hip-hop, R&B, and gospel hits of 2022. And for the second year in a row, he was the ASCAP Songwriter of the Year. So congratulations to Little Baby.
Yes,
he's not
congratulations
anytime
to him.
Soon.
And he's working. The documentary, I heard, is amazing. I didn't get a chance to check it out yet. I heard he got some new music coming out. So he's consistently working.
All right, now Twista is talking about gun violence and how it's a huge issue in Chicago, but he also has a gun safety camp. And so he was on TMZ Live, and he was discussing his firearm education course, the gun camp. That's where he trains civilians to be smarter with their weapons.
I've learned about firearms like a lot of other people had, so I had negative perceptions. But once I became a firearms instructor and a competitive shooter and just got in it from a different angle, I was able to see firearms from a different view, and it gave me the passion to want to go out and teach people as well as the youth about firearm safety and just educate them about firearms overall, so that people would have a different perception about firearms, and maybe it will cause people to go out and do different things and think more about being defensive minded and protecting others more so than things of negativity.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right. I think it's crazy that, you know, when somebody turns 21, they have no training and you could just purchase a firearm. That's crazy to me. I mean, at 21, I purchased a firearm. I had no, I shouldn't have had no firearm at no damn 21. I was still emotional. I didn't know anything about a gun. I didn't know what the laws were, what the rules were. I didn't know anything. When I got a little older, like Twista said, I took a couple of classes. Now, I took those classes so I could be able to carry my firearm in, I think, like 40 different states. But with me taking those classes, it taught me about firearm safety. It taught me when I can use my gun, the proper way to use my gun, when defensive is. Like in New Jersey, there's different laws. Like, you're not allowed to shoot somebody if there's a problem outside your house, if they're running away from your house. Like, there's so many different rules and regulations and laws that you have to know and that you should know that I had no idea about until I took that class. So he's absolutely right. I think anybody over the age of 21 should take a firearm safety class. Absolutely, he's right.
All right, now Deshaun Watson from the Cleveland Browns has settled with 20 of the 24 women who accused him of sexual misconduct. He agreed to a confidential settlement with these women. And according to his attorney, Tony Busby, he said in a statement today, "I announced that all cases against Deshaun Watson, with the exception of four, have settled. We are working through the paperwork related to those settlements. Once we have done so, those particular cases will be dismissed. The terms and amounts of the settlements are confidential. We won't comment further on the settlements of those cases." He also noted that Ashley Solis, the first woman to file a lawsuit against him and the first to speak publicly and identify herself as a plaintiff, is not one of the 20 women who settled. He said she is one of the heroes of the story. Her case has not settled, and thus her story and that of the other three brave women will continue. I look forward to trying these cases in due course, consistent with other docket obligations and the court's schedule. So, yes, we don't know what these amounts are, but 20 of those 24 cases have been settled.
Now, people look at these differently. Sometimes people say when you settle, you're admitting guilt. Sometimes people say when you settle, you actually just don't want to go through the court proceedings. You just don't want to continue to pay an attorney or a lawyer to go through those proceedings. So how do you look at it, Yi?
I mean, it's hard for me to know without the details, which they're not disclosing. So you can't really say, right? It could be, and
because people talk about it all the time when they get sued or you're going to court. Sometimes it's just easier to just pay it out, so that way you don't have to go to court. It doesn't have to keep getting brought up in the press.
Yeah, some people say it's more expensive. He wants to continue with his career. He might have cut a deal where they're going to dismiss everything because he's settling with these women.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they felt like, you know, this is going to be a long, expensive battle.
Correct.
So I don't feel like going through that because it's traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe he feels like it's just easier for me to do this and get on with my life. We don't know.
The same thing for, like you said, for the women.
So
a lot
I can't
of women
really judge
don't want to go through it because it's traumatizing. They don't want to have their names put out there. So for them, this is
right.
It
so
be
it doesn't mean
them.
It doesn't mean that these women were making things up at
correct.
All. But it also does not mean that, you know, we just don't know. And
right.
I hate to say what I think happened because I don't know.
Correct.
I can't speculate on that. And especially the fact that they're not going to detail anything, and part of the settlement is that it's confidential. We can't know.
Correct.
All right. And that is your rumor report.
All right. We got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Man, let's talk about these January 6th House Select Committee investigations. And I will tell you, watching this was definitely something that I feel like if you're not a human being, like, this had to touch you unless you have no emotion or no feeling at all. How regular people who were trying to do the right thing were affected by things that Donald Trump said in the news.
All right. We'll get into that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here. The General Insurance is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years. Switch to The General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Easy?
All right. Well, let's talk about these January 6th committee hearings. And this was something that really broke my heart, having to listen to this yesterday. And this is, it was two women, a mother and daughter, who were talking about being repeatedly harassed by Donald Trump supporters who believed Donald Trump's lies and false claims. Now, Donald Trump and Giuliani made numerous false allegations against Wandrea Shea Moss. And against Ruby Freeman, he claimed that they used a suitcase to sneak ballots into Atlanta State Farm Arena on election night, and that Freeman passed Moss a flash drive as the votes were being tallied. Now, that, quote, flash drive was really just a ginger mint. As a result of Donald Trump and Giuliani's false allegations, the family was repeatedly harassed by Trump supporters who believed him. They got death threats. They got a lot of horrible things. They got a lot of racist comments, a lot of racist threats. They said at one point people went to her grandmother's house and tried to make a citizen's arrest. They tried to push past her grandmother, who opened the door, and not knowing who was at the door, these people tried to push past saying, we know your daughter's here. We know your granddaughter's here.
They all got shot.
Mm-hmm. And Ruby Freeman said she was forced to go into hiding after the FBI told her it was not safe for her to be home after around January 6th and until the inauguration. She said she had to stay away from home for 2 months. Now, here is Shea Moss talking about being targeted by Donald Trump.
This turned my life upside down. I no longer give out my business card. I don't want anyone knowing my name. I don't want to go anywhere with my mom because she might yell my name out over the grocery aisle or something. I haven't been anywhere at all. I gained about 60 pounds. I just don't do nothing anymore. I don't want to go anywhere. I second guess everything that I do. It's affecting my life in a major way, all because of lies.
What business does she own? What business do they own?
I don't know what her business is, but she was a Georgia election worker thinking that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking that, okay, I'm helping out. I'm making sure people's right to vote is protected. I'm trying to make sure that everybody knows what they're doing. You're doing this out of the goodness of your heart. And now she said she feels like she's the reason why her family is being targeted, and she made a huge mistake by even doing that, and she blames herself. All right, now imagine your mom is being threatened, and even your own grandmother. Mm-mm-mm. And here's her mom, Ruby Freeman, talking about the president specifically targeting her. I think they said that he said her name 18 times on television in one of his rallies.
Do you know how it feels to have the president of the United States to target you? The president of the United States is supposed to represent every American, not to target one. But he targeted me, Lady Ruby. A small business owner, a mother, a proud American citizen who stand up to help Fulton County run an election in the middle of the pandemic.
That's crazy. I really wish we knew what business they own, because our community should go support them. We should go make sure that we go there and stand by them and lift them up, because what the president did to them, tried to break them down. You can see the racists and
messed up their lives forever.
And everything that they try to do to them. And as a community, I wish we knew a business so we can go support them. We should go love them and hug them and make sure that they know that us as people and our community support them.
I mean, Donald Trump said that Ruby Freeman was a professional vote scammer and a hustler. And Giuliani said that both Moss and Freeman, the mother and daughter, had been passing around USB ports like vials of cocaine or heroin.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, it was just a ginger mint that they handed off.
You know how scary that has to be when the FBI calls you and say it's not safe to go to your house?
She said she went to her Facebook messages. It was a lot of horrible things, a lot of racist things in there, a lot of death threats. And so imagine going through that. You're just trying to do something positive.
Yeah, you're being a volunteer. And all of a sudden, the president, I wonder if she could sue the president. She could probably sue the president, right? Defamation
Listen,
of character.
They can't even
lose wages, stress, and all that.
Well, all I know is that I hope people are paying attention to these hearings and hearing what really went on behind the scenes and how people's lives who are affected by Donald Trump and Giuliani and all of his supporters and the lies that they told.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even just what they did that day, which is a crime in itself, but the after effects and all the people that were also targeted by them. So
I wonder if they could sue the president. And it's sad. The only attorney I know is Attorney Benjamin Crump. But I wonder if you can actually
That's
sue.
That's the only attorney you know.
Yeah, when it comes to that I know I can get on the line and ask and he'll call me right back. Yes, Attorney Benjamin Crump. But I'm going to text him and see because I wonder. Because she should be able to. Mm-hmm. The amount of stress, the amount of money she lost, the fact that she had to move for 2 months, she gained all that weight. Yes, absolutely. Right. Sue his ass.
Yes, and all of that with no evidence, right? That was the whole main thing mm-hmm. about he kept saying that there was voter fraud, but there was no evidence of it. They were just trying to say that because he wouldn't admit that he lost. You lost.
All right,
and that is your front page news.
All right, thank you, Miss E. Now, Charlamagne is out. So if you want to give Donkey of the Day to whoever you want to give Donkey of the Day to, you can actually get on the phone lines right now, 800-585-1051. Again, Charlamagne is out. So if you want to give Donkey the Day to anybody, you can call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. And when we come back, R&B Money Podcast?
Mm-hmm.
They will be joining us. Tank, R&B singer Tank and Jay Valentine will be joining us. We're going to talk to them when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us today. We have Tank and Jay Valentine. Welcome.
Come on, man. Yeah, we give me that energy, man.
Put that applause in.
Wake up.
Let's go.
We're on California time.
Now, Tank, is this really your last album?
Yes.
Why?
We don't believe you.
Yeah, we don't believe you, bro.
What do you mean?
It's not.
I'm done.
Why?
I'm tired. I mean, no, really. I mean, I want to move into a different space. If you look at like the Dr. Dre's of the world or even Babyface for that matter, like mm-hmm. those guys had to take a step back in order to build that very important piece. And that was the label and helping to bring along the next generation of, you know, who's next, like who's curating our space in terms of R&B, who's our elder statesmen that are controlling that space and making sure that the next R&B generation has a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have nobody.
So you want to go to more of the executive side?
1,000%. It's almost like we're switching roles.
I was going to say.
We're switching roles. So he's my manager, right? So he left artistry and went to the executive side.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And went into the buildings and brought all these artists into the buildings and then started managing me. And now I just brought him back.
So yeah, you're managing him.
Yes, I'm managing him.
Yeah.
So he's the artist now. I get to stay home.
I'm not sure how good of a manager you are at this point. But we're getting there.
No, but so wait, Jay Valentine, are you really about to, you know, now step more into the role of
My album's
albums.
Done.
Yeah, okay.
Do you feel that Tank is underrated, right? You look at...
I feel like he was.
Still now, like you mm-hmm. say, after 20 years, they just put his music on streaming platforms, right?
Well, that's business.
Yeah, that...
There was some other business involved in that.
But the streaming platforms allows that music to live more. It allows me to find it more.
Yeah, but you don't understand.
It wasn't available.
Mm-hmm. It was some other business going on. Yeah, some lawsuits.
You
stuff
know what I mean?
That had nothing to do with me. That had something to do with the people yeah. who own the music, yeah. the masters for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Right. But now we own our own masters.
Yeah.
So how did you get that to happen?
We just asked.
Yeah, because people act like it's a hard thing, right?
Yeah, and it's like we didn't walk in like, give me all my masters. Right. No, we just wanted to share in it.
Yeah.
You know
and
what I mean?
We went in with a game plan.
So after all the years, why finally now to get it on the stream? Because you've been... I'm sure trying to get it on streaming services since streaming service began.
Well, here's the beauty of it, right? It was just my first three albums.
Mm-hmm.
And once they got locked up into whatever litigation that was, there really wasn't nothing I could do. I could have re-recorded them, but trying to sing those songs at 40 years old that I sang at 22,
mm-hmm.
I don't got the same vocals. So what we didn't know, and here's what people really don't know, I stream well. It was just a matter of getting these three albums out. They weren't even out. Yeah. They weren't available.
Shout out to Majima for putting us on it too. Mm-hmm. When we went to go see her, she kind of gave us the full lay of the mm-hmm. land. And like you said, we were super surprised about that, of where he was streaming. And, you know, because they try to say that R&B music, or they put all these caps on us. until you actually go in there and find out what's going on.
Let me ask you this, because Versus is coming up on Thursday. And having worked with Mario and Omarion, who you think...
And Pleasure P. Ray and J. Sammy. Ray J. It's yeah, damn near an R&B money versus.
Yeah. I didn't even know the pre-show. Okay, so what are your predictions? Envy tried to say Mario don't have that many songs.
I didn't say that. I can't name 10 Mario records.
That's the same thing as saying...
No, it's not.
I said Omarion might have a leg up, and the reason why is because he has B2K and his own personal
That's
stuff.
If he does
That's kind of cheating.
B2K.
But everybody does. Everybody does do it. Right.
I think artist to artist, if they're just doing their artist records, it's going to come down to the order. Once Omarion kind of starts dancing, or then Mario starts singing, it depends on which one you value more. So I think it's a good versus because Mario's going to make Omarion sing more. And I don't know if Mario can dance like Omarion.
I don't know.
I don't think he can dance like Omarion. Not too many people can dance like
Omarion. He can dance?
It's like Omarion and Chris Brown.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think it's a good balance.
We had a debate about this Kevin Gates freestyle, where he talks about Beyonce in the song and he doubles down on it.
Tell him the line. Get the line so everybody understands the line.
I will say before you go that I am not a married man, but I don't play with people's wives.
Right.
Tank?
That's it.
And he is a married man.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't play with people's wives.
You agree with what J Balvin
1,000%. Said. That's how you get hurt.
Right.
But like I even said, and not to say that we want to start, you know, brothers beefing.
No, of course.
If I'm in an event with you, and you just said something like that about my wife, what am I supposed to do now?
I don't care how you dress it up. Disrespect is disrespect.
Even if you started off with no disrespect?
That's when it's mostly disrespectful.
Does it start off that way?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's when the disrespect is coming.
Now, I see the vibe of music is changing, and you're a writer. You're both a writer. So how do you feel about the vibe? Where you hear the Drake, which is more up-tempo, more house-sounding music, and then Beyonce dropped a single. Diddy's single is very similar with that feeling. So what do you think about the new sounds and the way that it's changing?
We've been connected to it, like, you know, I come from the DMV. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the Baltimore house scene and all of that, I used to go up there, you know, as a kid and hear all that music. That's very familiar to me. You know, so it's not necessarily a change for me in terms of what I'm hearing and knowing. I think it's just more so from our culture, just a reemergence of it. Because we've been there. Mm-hmm. But then when you get artists like Drake or Beyonce tapping in to bring it back to the forefront again, it sounds like it's a change, but it's not really a change. They're just tapping into that element again that, in a sense, has maybe been missing from radio or from wherever.
And they put it in the mainstream.
But it's been, it ain't slowed down. It ain't stopped.
Right.
The house scene is, there's 100,000 people out there in the field.
It's new for me. Baltimore, huge in Chi-Town.
Yeah, I'm from California, so it's new for me, but I fool with it.
And I think people haven't seen it yet, right? When they see it in a reaction, I think it'll change. Like, I was in Houston over the weekend, and we went to the strip club. Amen. And when they played that Drake record, it was zoo. Because I like it, but I'm from New York, and I do it.
But listen,
we're
also well-traveled.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean? So we've been to different parts of the world and have been able to be influenced by those things, whether it be music, whether it be fashion, whether it be food, all of those things. And so, you know, now... The hood is getting a taste as it becomes mainstream, as he said.
Why are you
getting a taste?
Why you point to me?
No, because you said, you know.
Wow.
I ain't well traveled.
No, you're not. He won't go nowhere. He got a passport now. I'm proud of him.
He got a passport.
It is about that. He got a passport. He's an artist now. He's back as an artist. We got the R&B money pocket.
So he wasn't traveling internationally with you?
No.
What are you scared of?
I'm not.
He's not.
Why did you leave the country?
I love home. I'm serious, man.
Warrants overseas or something?
You don't go on vacation. You don't go on vacation?
What is that?
No.
What is that?
You don't know what vacation... You got to take vacation. Like now, that's inspirational.
No. My life is a vacation.
But like time like, not working. You never just...
Nah. We going to do something.
Yeah.
I don't like boredom, though. You know, the whole, let's just sit here and gaze at the... Man, I'm about to go to sleep.
You
done made
either.
Me sleepy. Right. Gazing at man, you done made me sleepy, dog.
Hey, listen, man. I'm like, yeah, we about to do another. He said, how much that one costs? I said, man, you know, it's going to run us about 10. He said, yep, good luck. I said, you got it, though. I'm not going to spend it. Good luck.
Oh, yeah, I'm also that guy.
Frugal.
Yeah.
Or no, smart with money.
However you want
to. Smart with money and frugal.
So what do you invest in?
Me.
All right, we got more with Tank and Jay Valentine, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with R&B singer Tank and Jay Valentine. You don't drink no more.
Nah, I don't really drink no more,
not
man.
Not even on Drink Champs?
I don't drink like that. I can't. I don't remember leaving Drink Champs, for the record. So
wow.
No, I'm not, do that to you.
I'm not sure how I got.
What do you think was your most viral moment ever?
Him right here with his legs up. Which one? Not him right
she
here.
She know.
Legs
we
up?
Not. You know what? Let's not even go into it. But she know.
Go ahead, tell me. What was it, Yee?
Because he said Jay Valentine said you go viral every few months.
What was it, Yee?
I don't know. I'm asking him.
He's not your real friend. I just want to tell you. What was it?
He's not at all.
He's not your real
friend. But you
know
what's good?
We always find a way to rebuild, and then she always finds a way to tear it back down.
Which one was it, Yee?
I don't know. I'm asking him.
Which one you think it was, Yee?
I don't drink because I'm more healthy now.
That's right.
It's not age. It's health. My body don't like it. I'm a beacon of health.
Yeah,
I don't
like. What,
I don't.
Hey, man, let's go to the podcast,
man.
Let's go to the podcast.
Let's get to
this
segue.
This was a long time coming. Now, another thing you've been dibbling and dabbling in, stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Because people have been talking about you and your stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
People say you're funny.
Is that something that you're going to really go hard at?
That's part of why he goes viral.
Yeah, because
he thinks he's a comedian.
No, I am a comedian.
Here we go with this.
Have you been to my stand-up?
How many stand-up shows have you done?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
You know why I say unfortunately? We don't make no f***ing money doing that.
Not yet. Well, not
I don't,
yet.
Because I don't accept money. If my guys are doing the improv in Miami, I fly myself out, put myself up, and get on stage with them and do my thing. You know what I'm saying? Or Brea
what
improv.
Made you
want
to do that?
I mean, I've been around Kevin Hart and Jamie Foxx and Chris Spencer and Johnny Mack and all these guys for like 20 years. You know what I mean? And I've always been the class clown, but when you meet these guys, it's a different level of class clown. It's the polished class. Like, they have a whole different... And so...
Timing.
Bro, I used to get my ass kicked by all those guys. Imagine losing to Jamie Foxx.
Mm-mm.
He's going to finish
you. He's
going to finish
you.
He finishes you.
You've seen that at the roast.
You know what I mean? And so it took me a minute to just learn... What that was.
What was your worst show?
What was your first show?
No. You got to go worse. He got to go worse first.
My worst stand up was. I didn't tank. I just didn't do as well as I wanted to do. Chris Spencer he hosts a spot called the Savoy in Inglewood in the hood, which I've done many times as an artist, like sold out,
packed
building. And so, you know, they called me to come on stage to do comedy. And this is, you know, this is one of those very restless hood crowds. You know what I'm saying? And I'm up there and I'm trying to do my jokes. First of all, I got on like this two-piece, almost kind of pajama set. That's not really...
You wore a progressive outfit today.
It's not really resonating with the crowd.
Okay. I wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
Management was not there.
Yeah. And so, and my first couple jokes didn't really hit like they were supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
And then
the talking started, and then it's sing a song, and then, you know, that started happening. You know, and I was like, well, you know what? That's my time. You know, I appreciate you. And I got out of there. I'm gonna tell you what made it worse. Two things that made it worse. The first thing that made it worse was Babyface was in the audience.
Ooh,
I guess he was celebrating.
Did you know he was in the audience?
Yeah, he was. Damn. But I didn't know he was going to be in the audience. Oh, I just showed up and Babyface was in the audience. And so when I came out off stage and went and sat back down, he said, "Man, that takes courage."
That's how you know you did that.
And then the comedian after that, what is my guy's name? He gonna kill me for getting his name. The first 5 minutes of his bit was about me.
How you
tanked.
He's like, Chris Spencer called me talking about he want me to come down to the Savoy and do comedy. I'm not coming down to the Savoy and do comedy. You know what? Only way I'm going to come down to do the comedy at the Savoy is if you have Tank on stage in a pajama two-piece trying to do... He was killing me. And I had to stay. I had to laugh.
To stop from crying. When something like that happens, do you feel like you wanted to just leave? Like, cause is it hard to, after you bomb, go sit in the audience?
No.
You wanted more smoke?
No, one more more smoke.
That's when I knew he really crazy? Loved, definitely crazy, but really loved comedy and was doing it for the passion, because he called me and I'm like, how'd it go? It didn't go good, champ. And I'm like, so what you gonna do? I'm getting back on stage. I can't wait. But he really loves it, and it's a real passion for him. And then that's when the business kicks in, where I'm like, okay, how can I help him figure this out?
We'll see where it goes.
We're gonna work on it on the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to podcast.
Back to the podcast.
Like you were saying. Back to the podcast, like you were saying. So why'd you guys create the podcast?
I kept telling this young man right here, I said, Jay, listen, if anybody can have this conversation about R&B music, it's us. We're the bridge. You know what I mean? We're the guys who can get on the phone mm-hmm. with Keith Sweat and have those conversations, and then get on the phone with Jacquees. And we're not out of the production area in terms of what's happening right now. We're actually doing it. So when we have these conversations, our conversations are validated. You know what I mean? Not mm-hmm. from the outskirts of it, but from the inside of it, and from being successful at it. He's been doing it since he was 9. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've done it in high school and all these things. Like, we have a history. Our track record is real. And I was like, bro, we can have this conversation and people will listen to us. Not only people will listen to us, people will show up for us.
So as a manager, and Tank calls you and says, I just got off the phone with Genuine and Tyrese. And we want to do this super group. Now, you've been in this industry a long time, so you know everybody's personality.
Yes.
Well, he's the one taking the phone. I'm not getting off the phone with Tyrese and Genuine. He's getting off the phone with Tyrese. They call him.
So when he called about that, what was your thoughts?
So they had already had that going before. I was still in my artist mode back then. It was kind of my introduction to the management side. Actually, me and Tyrese just had this conversation last week, because he called us to congratulate us on the podcast. And, you know, Tyrese is on the way.
Record,
he's on the way. He coming. But when we talked about it, I don't think he even really knew that TGT for me was kind of my internship in management, because me and Tank had been working together from the writer producer side, and he was just like, yo, you need to come out here with us. Mm-hmm. Because the other part that people don't really talk about is Tank and I wrote a majority of the TGT album. Mm-hmm. So I was already a part of that side, of the creative side. Mm-hmm. But from the management sense, they all had different managers at the time. None of the managers really clicked. And, you know, obviously the group had their moments where they didn't click. Mm-hmm. I was the one friend. I had already wrote I Like Them Girls for Tyrese when we were 18. I had already worked with Genuine through our production team. And then obviously me and Tank were best friends and business partners. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of thrown into it. You know what I mean? I was just like, you know what? These my guys. I want to figure this thing out. Mm-hmm. I want to learn it. And that was my introduction.
How difficult
TGT
was keeping all those personalities in a same place?
It's managing personality. It's meeting people where they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not trying to change who they are. Like, I get it. These are three different individuals. So you're going to have three different conversations and then try to figure out where we can all have an agreement at.
So we'll never get another TGT album?
I don't think so.
And why not?
They too rich. This is my opinion.
Too stressful.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, not even too stressful. They're
creating.
They don't have to do anything they don't want to do.
I would do TGT, mm-hmm. but it's easy for me to do TGT because I'm in the studio every day. Mm-hmm. That process for me is easy. That process for those guys is a lot more difficult. It like you said, it is a stressful process.
No, Tyrese got multiple movies he's going to do.
Absolutely.
Genuine lives on the road.
Yeah.
If we go
they
to Genuine's
had that great
page,
meme of Genuine recently.
Hey, man, oh, my God.
Do you call him and light his ass up about it?
I've been lighting Genuine up for decades now. I say you have to take off those clothes, stop doing those moves.
It was that one move.
It's Adam moving his sofa.
The problem with Genuine is he won't just do Genuine. I'm like, bro, you're known for this. Do the damn pony dance. Every time I'm on stage with him and Pony drops, he'll just look at me. I'm like, do the damn dance. Do the dance. And he won't do it. So I come on stage and I try to do the mother. Like, somebody gonna do this goddamn dance. So when you see him and it looks like he's moving furniture, it's because he won't dance. He won't practice dancing.
So many times.
All right, we got more with Tank and Jay Valentine. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with R&B singer Tank and J Valentine. Yee?
The last episode for R&B Money, you had Hitmaker on.
Yes.
Right?
And absolutely.
He can talk, and he got a lot of stories.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
but yeah. He was talking about writing an album for an artist, and then his payment was a chain, which got...
Well, he loves jewelry.
Yeah.
I think we figured that out.
He got about, he had about 30
chains.
He
asked for his money. He asked for compensation, mm-hmm. and the answer was, oh, the chain is
the chain.
Your payment.
Yeah. And that is the music business.
They took the chain back from him. Like, did you have stories like that early on where you did all this work and you're like, all right, time to get paid? Or did you know your business?
You want to go first?
Early on.
Uh-oh. Listen, I have never seen a royalty statement from my first three albums, ever.
I wasn't his manager.
Ever. Right. He wasn't my manager.
But those are the albums that were in litigation. So does that mean...
Listen, Force of Nature was almost platinum before any of that got shut down.
So he signed a bad deal.
Sex, Love, and Pain. No, I signed a great deal. I signed a great deal.
He signed an opportunity.
No, it was a good deal. It wasn't a bad deal. It's a great deal. Mm-hmm. I have not seen a royalty statement or a check.
Will you see one?
I don't know. Maybe. How much do I care to hire a lawyer that's going to charge me, I don't know.
What you might make.
And what I might end up making.
Right. Did you think Hitmaker was going to be as big as he was? Because I remember he also told a story about seeing you and being like, hey, you got to get some music from, some songs from me.
He told me I needed to get some R&B from him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As I was pulling up in my Ghost and he was sitting in his Expedition. Mm-hmm. And he told me I needed some R&B from him. I was like, you think so?
That happens in this game.
I'm going to call you.
That happens in this game.
And look at him now.
Literally, Bruno Mars used to just be in the parking lot chain smoking cigarettes. And the stereotypes.
The stereotypes. Yeah.
He was working with them and writing with them.
Yep.
And I remember Ray Romulus saying, he the one. I'm like, the little Asian kid in the parking lot chain smoking?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, go. And I remember seeing him pop up on the B.O.B. record. I was like, oh, I get it.
Like people talking about Chris Brown and Michael Jackson, you guys, and then Chris Brown.
I didn't speak on it. He spoke.
Yeah, Tink spoke on it.
Yeah, I mean,
Chris Brown and what, said, "There's no way."
I think everybody is having a different conversation because everybody, when you say that, all people hear is Chris Brown is better than Michael Jackson.
Correct.
And that's not what we're saying.
Right.
We're saying he has more ability
You're
than Michael
saying,
Jackson.
Not we're
a bunch. of, we no, and people like me. We and people like me.
People that haven't heard, what is your thoughts on that comparison?
It's not a comparison.
There is no Michael Jackson.
Is better than Michael
There's
Jackson.
There's only one Michael
There's only
Jackson.
One Michael Jackson.
And it doesn't get any higher.
Period. But that's musically.
That's culturally.
It's musically.
Culturally.
Music is culture.
Me and him don't always agree either.
Music is culture, right? So if you put Michael Jackson in that standalone space, there is nobody else. Mm-hmm. We've never tried to say anything different than that. What we said is that sometimes people are extremely gifted mm-hmm. that never make it to that space. Mm-hmm. It's a guy in the hood right now, way better than me, mm-hmm. that'll never accomplish the things that I've accomplished. Does that take away from the fact that he has more gifts than me? It doesn't.
No.
He's more gifted than I am. So that's all we're saying about CB is that CB has more gifts. They're not all musical gifts, but they help attribute to his music. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown can do anything. Anything that he's put his mind to, I've seen him do it at a level.
At a high level.
High level. He's like, I'm going to paint. I was like, I ain't never seen you paint. He said, watch this.
That's a meme.
I'm like, that is... that's incredible. He's like this. I want you to hear these 18 songs I recorded last night. What are you talking about? And I wrote them, and I did this, and I did this. And then I want to tell you about the two movies that's going to go with it. And I'm going to tell you about the video that I just directed. And then I'm going to show you the martial arts thing that I just did that I learned on set when we did the martial arts. And then I want to show you the acrobatic thing that we did with this. And then watch this. I'm going to do a windmill dunk. How are you able to do this?
So you're saying talent.
That's it. Not better than Michael Jackson.
Now, I agree with that. When it comes to, and this, I know people get upset because people look at Michael Jackson this way. But when it comes to talent.
When it comes to just talent.
And I've seen him early on. That boy can flip in the middle of a dance step.
On beat.
And then hop back up. Like, I've seen him when it comes to...
On beat.
Now, to culture, Michael Jackson was just something totally different to our
Michael culture. Michael Jackson is like this thing, this untouchable thing that I understand why people are in an uproar about it. And I understand why CB would take the position of, I'm not even close to that. Because in that space, in that conversation,
and he's not. Play with the three Michaels.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson. Mike Tyson.
Okay.
You leave the three Michaels alone.
So that's
the uproar. It gets tough in any space when you bring up those three guys.
Period.
I don't think he's a better dancer than Chris.
I don't think he's a better dancer than Chris either.
No, I don't. No, I said I don't think there is a better dancer than Chris.
I don't think there is a better dancer than Chris.
I'm staying out of this one, man.
Who?
You don't play with Michael Jackson.
Michael
did some dope stuff.
It's so intricate. It's the upper echelon of entertainment.
Think about the Thriller
There's
video.
Nobody.
I don't disagree. I bet you $1 million Chris Brown can do the Thriller video tap for tap.
Not like Mike.
And backflip.
Not like Mike. And Chris is my guy. I love him. No. And Chris will tell you that.
Me and Chris will sit and have that conversation.
He'd be like, you right, bro.
I understand. Mike is the blueprint in terms of Mike's style. You know what I'm saying? Right. Which is a composition of a few different people's styles that people don't really know about.
Many people have jumped from the free throw line. It doesn't look like Michael Jordan's.
I agree.
I think it doesn't.
I think Chris could jump from the free throw line.
What I'm saying is that Chris can do what Michael can do. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's say Mike can edge him out. In Michael's style, because
I'm from
that's
the
Michael's
school
style.
Of Mike, so I'm. I mean, Listen,
no, no.
Like
let's
I'm
say,
from school of
let's
Mike,
say Mike can edge him out, right, in terms of doing his style. God, he can edge him out. But there are places that Chris Brown can go from a dance standpoint that Mike never went to.
I don't play with the Michaels, man. Mm-hmm. It's just me.
I get you. Okay, so look, you're three episodes in.
Yes.
Right? You kicked it off with Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Makes the perfect sense. That is your brother.
Yes.
So what else is coming?
Everybody.
Like who's next?
You.
Yeah,
I have nothing to add.
We owe your ass.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. You come on to the Army Money Podcast.
The great thing about
Jamie, got something for you,
though, is that he has a great sense of humor. You know, you were fake mad at me, but you weren't really mad. And it was my fault, right?
No, well, you know what? I don't take myself too seriously.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, we're not. Clean it up. No one's mad.
We'll just insert the audio right here.
Nah, man. Listen, that was me in the interview. Don't insert nothing with me.
Listen.
Out of this shit.
With the Army Money Podcast, what we are doing is like these first, you know, let's say 50 episodes are really going to be personal. You know what I'm saying? In terms of the people that we've worked with, the people we've been on stage with, writing and producing. Yeah.
So if you know anyone we've worked with, they're going to pop up.
They'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going from Justin Timberlake, Chris Brown.
What do you think about Justin Timberlake's Something in the Water performance?
JT a wild boy.
Yeah.
I ain't even from out there.
First of all.
I know that
was my brother was JT, that ain't how you beat your feet. That's I'm gonna see your tutorial. They got a couple of my guys from DC got the tutorials, and we're gonna
and some chicken and mambo sauce,
and we're gonna get you beating your feet properly, my brother.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What we learned from Tank today is he's gonna help Justin Timberlake out.
Beat his feet.
He's gonna help Ginuwine do the pony dance again.
He got a stretch. Ginuwine has to stretch.
He's stupid, man. It's Tank, it's Jay Valentine. Thank y'all for joining us. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade. or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.